This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're going to talk childcare here. We're going to bring in Reed Forgrave, excellent reporter. Does a lot of good work, including for the Star Tribune. His story about childcare, what happened in Stevens County, the challenges that rural America faces in some ways more punishing and more difficult than what urban America faces. But I also, after we chat with Reed, I want to get you involved also. If you are facing childcare right now, whether it's your child or you're the aunt, you're the uncle, you're the friend, you run a childcare agency yourself, you're a grandparent, what do you want to say about how childcare is for you? Because it is extraordinarily difficult for millions and millions of people. We bring Reed Forgrave into the conversation from the Star Tribune. Reed, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. So part of it, Reed, and thanks for coming on, you highlight Stevens County and the money they used from COVID money, and they built 6 child care pods. For folks who haven't had a chance to read your story, and I would encourage people to do it, it's well done, StarTribune.com. Explain how the pods have worked and what was going on in the county in the years and years before.
Think of this as like an in-home daycare outside the home. These pods have been around in Minnesota for a couple decades. I believe it's Detroit Lakes that had the first one. But what this Morris model is, it's different in several reasons. One is the way it was funded. They used $1.3 million in COVID money, which, by the way, is like a problem. If you're trying to like replicate this, this is like that once in a generation or more windfall of money that they had. And it is county owned. But the way that they built this is it's basically, you look at this and it looks like a nice new motel from the outside. And it's basically 6 row houses. And they're identical, almost like shotgun style houses, long and thin, with a big front room that's kind of looks like a living room, but in these cases serves as a classroom slash play area. And then there's a couple bedrooms in the back, like a napping room for infants. And then you go to the backyard, and each of them have an identical fenced in backyard with swing sets that were purchased with a grant that they got from an organization called First Children's Finance. What makes these interesting is they're sort of like an in-between. We think of family-run daycares, right? I know my older kid went to a family-run daycare for 3 years. It was perfect. Sure. It was great. Yeah. It was also chaotic, right? Because the person's running it out of their house, right? You can't get away from it. And a lot of people don't want that in their house. So what this does is it has that same small feeling, but you're able to scale it a little bit more. And so they have 6 in a row, and there's a a built-in support network for these providers. They can go on field trips around town with all the kids. And I think this is so important. At 5 o'clock, they can lock it up and go back home. It's a model that the fact that it's run by the county is also, it's owned by the county. That's another thing that makes it really unique. But they have space to expand this to, I think, more than a dozen more pods if they can get the funding. And that's the key, is getting the funding on the front end to build that infrastructure.
Yeah, the funding, and because of COVID, when government was handing out a lot of money, it was used for a lot of good. It sadly was used for a lot of fraud. So
it was.
Do you see other rural areas in greater Minnesota where if they would have the access, they'd look at Detroit Lakes, as you mentioned, they'd look at what's happened here and try to duplicate that? Did you have a feel for that from your reporting, or was it more on what was taking place specifically in this case?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with a lot of people in the child care world in reporting this story, and one thing that I hear again and again and again is there's no one-size-fits-all for child care. And I mean that in both like a big statewide way as well as in a very hyper-local way. When I say that statewide, rural child care looks very different than urban child care. And you hear a lot of complaints from rural child care providers that child care regulations are too St. Paul-focused, right? They're too big child care center-focused, whereas the vast majority of daycares, of child cares in greater Minnesota are these, you know, in-home family-run daycares, and they're just very different models. But even within that, when we're talking about greater Minnesota, we're talking about small towns and rural areas. Even within that, there's also not a one-size-fits-all solution. Like there's a conference going on today in Hutchinson that's about innovative child care solutions for greater Minnesota. And you look around the state, and there's a town, and this is all in my story today, but there's a southwest Minnesota tiny town called Hills that developed an empty storefront into a child care. In northwest Minnesota, Warren was the first Minnesota city to fund a child care with a local sales tax. Down in Laverne, they're building a child care center, and they're purposely building it that's more than their capacity right now because they want to attract an employment base. You have other places, like down in Austin, Hormel opened its own child care. So, like, it looks different depending on your community. And I think that's what you saw with Morris, is they all got together. They got together, the stakeholders. They said, a decade ago, we had 34 child care providers. Now we have 15 in this whole county of 10,000 people. This is clearly a crisis. What do we do about it locally? And they figured out a solution that worked locally. And I think that when we talk about them cracking the code, yes, I think this pod model is great, and I think a lot of people laud it. But is that necessarily cracking the code in a different community? Maybe not. But this one certainly works for Morris. And they have proof of concept now that they can now take this to private investors, people who say, what's the biggest problem in rural Minnesota? It's not a lack of jobs. There are plenty of jobs. It's a lack of housing. And even more importantly, it's a lack of childcare. And they can go to local businesses and say, look, invest in this. This works.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, I want to pick up on that from some of the data you cite in your story. Reminded folks, this is Reed Forgrave from the Star Tribune. Not just a good writer, but you can tell he's excellent on the radio. And this story about child care is in the Star Tribune right now. You point out a 2021 report cited child care as the single biggest issue economically holding back greater Minnesota, and also that Minnesota in greater Minnesota, this one is stunning to me, that we at the time half the child care capacity that we had in 2000. That is stunning. That when we should be expanding. We should be better at this. And I know some of the birthing rates have come down, but that doesn't mean individuals don't need the help, the options, because so many homes, as you know, it's either a two-parent home or a one-parent home, and all the parents involved are working. It is something that if you're in the metro area, you may face your challenges, and if it's in your life, Reed, it matters every bit. But the metro area and the options compared to greater Minnesota, it's not even close.
No, not even close. And I think there are lots of reasons that play into it. There's the graying of greater Minnesota, parts of greater Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I think that's one big part of it. You have people aging out of wanting to work in the childcare workforce, and younger people saying, why would I go into that job? But ultimately, it's a numbers thing. It's that parents aren't willing to pay enough for childcare. And it doesn't make sense for some parents to pay so much for childcare where it makes sense for childcare providers. Like, there's just a gap there between what childcare providers need and what parents are willing to pay. So part of it is just a numbers thing. There are some people who think, hey, maybe government needs to take over childcare. I know that, you know, for maybe half your listeners, that will rankle people, the idea of government getting involved in another thing. But clearly, the open market model right now, there's something that's not working with it. So clearly, look, there are plenty of solutions. There are plenty of solutions that don't work, that haven't worked. But I think you're seeing lots of innovative local solutions pop up. And I really do think that this Morris solution is really one of the most innovative. I went out there a few weeks ago. It was gorgeous. It wasn't like top of the line. They don't have granite countertops. It was a normal, like a suburban starter home. But the way that they had built this community there, and they have space for more, it was really powerful. And it pointed toward, I think, a solution that a lot of other communities, especially in greater Minnesota, should at least look at.
Reed, excellent. Another reminder, we should have you on more. Thank you so much. We'll reach out again.
Love your show. Appreciate you having me.
Appreciate it. Reed Forgrave. He's really good. And this is a major issue. Listen, I have a 23-year-old son, but because of Quentin's health issues, I deal with this on a regular basis. Dave has two young daughters. He deals with it. For you, when you hear what Reed is saying about a Morris is trying this idea, and so far it looks very good, maybe you're in the metro area. And you're facing your challenges. Maybe you're in greater Minnesota and say, hold my beer. Or in this case, hold my sippy cup. Because you have 5 times more of the options. I have 10 times more of the options. And we know how extraordinarily expensive it is. And then, by the way, most importantly, how good is it? What's the quality? What's the follow-up? How do I know I can trust my son, my daughter, my daughter's there at this particular place? What do you want to say about childcare, where we are now, where we're headed, and what you are facing in your life? Because it is the number one issue for millions and millions of families all across the country. Love to hear from people. 651-461-9226.